was the Canadian artist Hanora with the song Barbed Wire. They're releasing an album, I think, in May, it says. But yeah, they're from Montreal as well, same as Jarvis. And they described, and this song is described as using stark poetic imagery to articulate the feeling of being trapped, which is definitely hard. But I really like this music. I thought it was really fun, kind of like funk rock, which is like R&B and like alternative in it, which is really cool. And now we're gonna go back into the rock music. Speaking of, up next will be another Canadian rock band called Plastic City, and I'll be playing you the song Sunday from their newest album Plastic Sunday. Yeah, I think I'm kind of starting to come out of my quiet, tired music phase. I'm listening to a lot of funk lately, as you can tell, and rock music as well, kind of going back to my favorites, because it kind of finally feels like spring, especially up here in the mountain where it's really cold, but it's still really beautifully sunny outside, and all the daffodils are out, and it's just all around good times. Yesterday was my dad's birthday. He turned 52, which is really exciting. And then, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I had a good weekend. I'm kind of trying to have a balanced lifestyle, especially as I'm kind of coming out of classes and homework is getting finished. So I hope that is happening for you, and I hope you're having a good day so far. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to get right into Plastic City after this little promotion for a show that happens tomorrow at 10 a.m., It's a really cool show, and we have so many other things here at CGSF. I'm really grateful that you're tuned in right now and that you're sticking around. And get excited for the next couple songs. You've got Plastic City, Le Big Zero, Cheek Face, Trip Sitter. Really fun names, so you know it's like garage rock. But yeah, we'll get right into the music after this short promotion, so stay tuned for more.
Good morning, it's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
like is a llama. Do you prefer a contradiction, or do you like an affirmation? I am in heaven and I'm surveilling the FBI. Are the stakes too high? I am barely human, I am mostly just some guy. Are the stakes too high? I never liked the monoculture, it never spoke to me. I like my little echo chamber on late night TV. Do not put the vision. Do you prefer a light distraction, or do you like a bit of action? Brother, did you know that Tame Impala is just one guy? Are the stakes too high? I am mostly human and the rest is classified. Are the stakes too high? I never liked the monoculture, it never spoke to me. I like my little echo chamber. Sticky art has floor, you have a weird
but the ocean now. Every second is a battleground. Over the horizon, can anybody hear me shout? When I try to pick a fight, know that I was going under. And if it don't feel right, blame it on the weather. It's another night, breathing into blood and thunder. Tell me how I'm meant to pretend. I can't be the
British band Architects off of their newest album, The Sky, The Earth, and All Between. That was the song Everything Ends, and it was a really good album. I just think it's solid. Definitely some great new metal and rock on it. The album cover is really cool as well. It looks very, like, space-like. But I have one more song for you today. I hope you've liked the music, because we're almost done. This last song is by a really cool band that I found through the station. We have lots of awesome music here. And they are called Ginger, or that's how I'd pronounce it. It's J-I-N-G-E-R. But they are from Ukraine. It's from their newest album, Duel. That's how I would pronounce it. Duel. I'm not having a good time today with names. But anyway, it's really awesome. It's some great prog metal, and it's led by a female vocalist who looks really cool. Everyone else seems really awesome as well. But out this track I will play for you is called Green Serpent. And technically the band was formed in 2008, but they weren't active until 2009. So they've been around for a while, and they're pretty popular, doing really well for themselves, but they're still pretty new. If you want to check them out, then definitely go and do that. This last album was released only a little bit ago. Yeah, it was just released in February of this year. So definitely go check it out if you have the time. And with that, I will let you get into Green Serpent, and hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye.
Dr. Anthony Leiserwitz, and this is Climate Connections. It's frightening and stressful to be told that your home is in the path of a fast-moving wildfire and that you need to evacuate. Some people may be tempted to stay put and hope that things don't get too bad, or that they'll be able to defend their house.
And I understand, I sympathize with people who are afraid of what they might lose.
But Rob Stump, the fire chief in Lyons, Colorado, says it's incredibly important to follow evacuation orders and get out quickly. As the climate warms, wildfires are growing more intense and are spreading fast, so he says there is often no time to wait and see what happens. And when people fail to evacuate, they risk their lives and the lives of others.
If I got to send two firefighter EMTs off to try and get someone who'd been warned time and again to get out and hadn't, that's two firefighters that I can't put on an engine doing structure protection to keep the neighboring home from burning down or put on the fire lines. It absolutely takes away from what we're trying to do. I know it's a painful decision to make, but the best course of action is if and when somebody with the training and the expertise tells you that you shouldn't be there, you should listen to them and you should evacuate.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.